this year, for this global campaign, we are focusing on renewable energy because we have to deal with the dilemma. We definitely need renewable energy, not only to fight against climate change, but also for improving development within Africa. But this renewable energy could be detrimental to birds' conservation because, for example, with wind farms, the large birds, soaring birds, could be killed by collision against wind farm, or they can also eat the power lines. So we focus on renewable energy because we wanted to make it bird-friendly. And AEVA and CMS have provided the best expertise to prevent this collision and the destruction of birds. And I think Africa could learn from the bad mistake we have done here in Europe to prevent this collision. And it's quite easy when you develop new power line or new wind farm. Yes.
What could be the situation with regards to power lines? Are they supposed to be built underground in order not to impact on the migratory birds?
Yeah. Of course, to put the power line under the ground would be the best solution for birds, but it costs a lot. It's by 10 to 30 more. The cost is very heavy. So what we recommend is to put signs or spirals along the wires to make the cable more visible. And then the bird could, when flying, they could prevent them to collide with the wire. It's quite simple. It's increased by 1 to sometimes 5% the cost of the total cost of the line, but it prevents hundreds of birds to collide with this wire, especially where migration routes are important, like in Eastern Africa or eastern part of South Africa, for example. There is huge number of birds like storks, white stork coming from Europe, but also the Abdin stork, which is an infra-African migratory bird. Yeah.
What would you say has been the impact of these power lines on migratory birds over the years?
It's millions of birds, but you can reduce the mortality between 70 to almost 100% if you put the right device on these power lines. So it means that we have to discuss with the energy company to make them aware that they can not only be helpful against climate change, but with this special device, with small equipment on the wire, they can also be very helpful for biodiversity conservation as well. So it's a win-win behavior, yeah.
How many of these energy companies have you started campaigning?
Yeah, of course, in Europe, we were working mainly with Germany, German companies, French company, Spain company, in Netherlands as well, and now it's begun to be bought in Africa. And for example, during this World Migratory Bird Day, there will be some event in Africa to show what could be done. For example, in Sudan or in Ethiopia, for example, in Ethiopia, they will visit a wind farm. In Sudan, they will study the power lines needed for bringing water in the field because you need energy to bring the water there for cultivation. So we have now some good examples to showcase how we can deal with bird conservation.
Has any energy companies in Africa responded to the campaign?
It's mainly the people who organize the campaign are the local focal point for our agreement. So it's mainly either people working within the ministry or local association, NGO, who organize with these electrical companies, for example, the event.